Hi, this is a dictation for patient Tom. Terence Norris, TERENCE, last name is Norris, NORRIS, date of birth is 1/27/1983, date of accident is 10/6/2023, date of birth 1/27/83, date of service is 3/18/2024. The patient has the usual complaint, especially cervical pain and the lower back pain to the tune of 10. Pain in the left shoulder is not present, but the right shoulder is 10 with limited range of motions. And pain in the left knee is reported to be 9. Patient reports radiation of pain and numbness and tingling to the right posterior part of the leg all the way to the ankle and foot and toes. These pains are described to be between 8 and 9. He cannot walk, he cannot sleep more than 2 hours. Sitting is okay. He reported that he initially was involved in a T-bone accident when he was traveling as a rear seat passenger, unrestrained, and the driver was intoxicated and he T-boned the front of another car, leading to him having a fracture of the, close fracture of the occipital condyle, laceration of the right upper eyelid, subdural subarachnoid hemorrhage inside the brain, and maxillary sinus fracture, comminuted nasal fracture. And he was seen initially at Sinai Grace Hospital and remained there inpatient for more than 4 days at ICU. Initially started having headaches with dizziness, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and nausea. Along with this, initially started having complaints of pain in the neck and lower back to the tune of 9 and 10, and radiation of pain to the left arm and left thigh anteriorly in L3-4 nerve distribution up to the knee, and into the left arm as a C4-5 nerve distribution. And he started having some pain in the left wrist as well as in the left hip, left knee. So, constant headaches. He has been seeing various specialists at this time, including neurosurgery, neurology, eye surgery, psychiatry, neuropsych. He's also seeing ENT and facial maxillary surgery. He's also going to Crestview Hospital for the repair of his eyelid. He's doing a physical therapy at Right Way 3 times per week, along with chiropractic at Dr. One with Chiro One. He is using all the DMEs like back brace, neck brace, knee brace, wrist brace, tension unit, traction. Most of his old injuries and fractures have healed up. The eyes are looking good. He has a retina detachment for the right eye that has been diagnosed, for which he's now scheduled for surgery. Currently, his pain varies from 8 to 9, while ADLs are affected to the tune of 9. He reports only 20% improvement. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, as well as for additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 180 over 80. Pulse is 103. Rest of the exam is similar to the previous visit of 2/19/2024, dictation number 0311-0119. Plan is to provide the patient with following medication, which is Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day with 90 tablets. Lidocaine gel is provided, 200 gram, 5%, to use on a topical pain relief. For pain relief, Percocet is provided, 7.5/325 every 12 hours, 60 tablets. For the physical therapy, patient is provided 3 times therapy for neck, mid back, lower back, and shoulders. Traction massage He's recommended massage as well as chiropractic, acupuncture, laser treatment, as well as he remains off work, housework replacement, attended care for 6 hours, 7 days is provided, transportation help, case management. He lives alone, he has nobody to help him. Other than that, no other treatments are continuing except he must continue all his specialists. And we recommended record release from them. The patient is otherwise stable in his symptoms. Thank you.